Hey, how's it going? Oh. So you were in the hospital last week. Your best friend stole your dog, and you owe like $20,000 in back taxes? That's awful. But I guess, you can always remember that the Lord doesn't give you more than you can handle. I hate that phrase. God won't give you more than you can handle. It's easily one of my top three things I wish Jesus followers would just stop saying to other people in tough times. But let me just pause here up top and say that if this message is too long or you can't make it through the end, hear me say that having inner struggles doesn't mean that you have a weak faith. It means that you're human. Today, we are continuing on with our Faith in an Anxious World series. We're going to explore how Jesus engages with hurting people. And while these two examples in our scripture are about physical healing, there's also much to be learned about our mental health here, too. And so today's message is going to kind of be a twofold teaching and resource. As we see Jesus making people a priority, being a trusted voice, and offering life, we're going to break down what this means for you if you feel like you're in one of those shadow seasons of life. This is going to be our Be With Jesus reflection, okay? This might include just living through tough life circumstances or feeling like there's little hope when you're depressed or just like the weight of the world is creeping in or weighing you down. However, remember, this is by no means a prescriptive way to treat mental health struggles, so please reach out to me or to Ben, and we will be happy to work with you to find a mental health professional that'll be on your team and an advocate in a way that they're trained to. And the second way, though, that we're going to look at the scripture is our Be Like Jesus view. And here we're going to see how Jesus supports the community that surrounds him and what we might be able to do to support our community in a way that is action-centered and similar to how Jesus reacted. And so one of the first things that we see in our scripture today is that Jesus makes people a priority. I mean, think that with a crush of people swarming around him, Jesus pauses and makes a point to see those who are hurting and on the fringes. He stops and asks, "Who touched me?" He longs to be with those who are desperate for a savior. And when we are hurting, let this scripture come to mind. Jesus pauses to be present with those who reach out. He doesn't condemn or chastise the woman for touching his garment, but rather he commends her. Jesus is making people a priority over his calendar, over his own agenda. And so being with Jesus means that we're being with Jesus because you're not a burden to your Lord. Now, using this scripture as a model for it to be like Jesus, I would encourage you to be like Jesus and make space for people to be a priority. When possible, divert your plans for the day in a way that allows you to be present with those who are hurting or on the lookout for those who are on the fringes. This change in perspective may be exhausting, but it's also going to lead to being content and that contentment because you chose to walk with the Lord and in the way of the Lord today. As our scripture continues, next we see that Jesus can be this trusted voice. Moving a little further down in our scripture, we come to a weeping crowd kind of throwing some hate towards Jesus. With tears in their eyes, family and friends of this little girl scoff at Jesus when he says that she's not dead, but asleep. Now here, we learn that Jesus can be trusted because while sleep might have been a little bit of a stretch, we see that Jesus is speaking truth that the girl will wake up. Jesus doesn't lie. He makes astonishing claims and then he backs them up throughout the entirety of his ministry. Remember that as you are with Jesus, because being with Jesus in a way that trusts him means that we are honest with our prayers and bringing our heart's cry to God. Look at the book of Psalms and Lamentations. These writers are radically honest with God and trust that God will show up. They pray like it depends on God and they work like it depends on themselves. If we're not able to be honest with God or ourselves about what's weighing on our hearts, healing will come much more slowly. So be honest, because you can trust God. And when we journey with one another, we're able to be like Jesus by asking questions that bring out the heart cry of our friends. And when we are blessed enough to be able to walk alongside one another, we must treat one another with openness and respect in order not to violate that trust that we've built up with one another or those that we're in relationship with. So if you're being like Jesus in this situation, go slow. Ask open-ended questions and value that their story is their story. And so don't tell it for them. Hold that kind of confidentiality in highest regard. And finally, our scripture shows us that Jesus offers life. Jesus shows us that through the resurrection, the worst thing is never the last thing. That faith in this truth challenges our perspective and our purpose, and it changes our understanding of the world. In our scripture, we see that there is a healing that can happen even when hope seems to be lost. Yet Jairus' daughter would have to end her life yet again at a later date. Like, she's not alive forever, but she's dead again. But the hope that Jesus shares is that the chains of sin and death have been broken for each and every one of us. Faith that we have life in Christ doesn't mean that we won't struggle. It's not a magic wand to heal our scrapes and bruises, but it does mean that our hope will not be extinguished and that God still works in our lives. And this is something that each one of us can rest in and should come back to multiple times a day. And that whole worst thing is never the last thing, that might be a great way to bring comfort to a friend instead of God won't give us more than we can handle, right? But now you might be thinking, how am I gonna be like Jesus? I can't offer eternal life to one another. So what does that look like? Well, life comes in all various shapes and sizes. And we are able to resource and journey with our friends and offer new perspectives. And so to be like Jesus means that we are able to go to appointments with friends or share resources with our neighbors or graciously listen in a way that models that kind of current hardship or setback, that it is temporary and not forever, and that there is hope dawning just over the horizon, so that when we are like Jesus, we are meeting folks in that struggle and making sure that in the way that we act, in our integrity, we are bringing about life and potential. Friends, if you're going through a tough time right now, just remember that God is still at work in you, even in the midst of your struggle, that God isn't done yet, that you have a team who will support you and a God who has made a way for you. And my prayer is that you are open to letting someone know that you would like a little bit of help, and that each of us might be open to being like Jesus and pausing long enough to be trusted, life-giving voices to one another. Friends, in all the things that we do, in all that we are, may we take a page out of our glorious teacher's book and just slow down a little bit so that we might be a trusted, life-giving voice in a hurting world. Let's pray. God of grace and God of peace, remind us today that the worst thing is never the last thing, and that it was your son Jesus who came in the midst of crowds, stopped his own purpose, agenda, his to-do list, and just asked the questions so that he might see into our hearts and then offer life. God, you have offered up freedom from slavery to sin and death, and that you have made a way for us. And God, it is with that we may be reminded that none of the temporal struggles that we have are forever, but that in you we have that eternal promise that you have made a way for us. Let us find our hope and our peace and our comfort in that promise, and let us take that peace, that comfort, and that promise and share it with our friends so that they might know too that none of us have to make this journey alone, but that we can find hope and connection in following you. Amen.